That, of course, was Ethelbert Nevin's semi-classic Narcissus, which Billy Butterfield has rather ingeniously adapted for a dance orchestra. And Butterfield, you've noticed, had a muted horn at the start and then full-volume trumpet at the close and very fine piano solo complementing the Butterfield band, an unusual arrangement. And talking of arrangements brings to mind an experience I had this past week, which all of you musicians here at the Boston Ballroom and those others of you who aspire to be musicians, and I know there are many of you who write and tell me you're studying drums or some other musical instrument and are therefore very much interested in the kind of music we play, and I know that many of you fellows who play with the bands in and around Boston and have played with many of the name bands drop in at the Boston Ballroom and talk with me later about the kind of music you hear. Well, I'd like to tell you about this experience that I had, which I think would be, as I say, particularly interesting. We spent a very unusually interesting hour at the place called the Schillinger House, 284 Newbury Street, last week. Dropped in, had a talk with Lawrence Burke, and we really had our eyes open as to what musical arranging involved. We, of course, are no musician ourselves, but this Mr. Burke is the most interesting person to talk to, and he has some unusual material to talk about, because musicians, I suppose, are acquainted with the fact that Schillinger was the genius who discovered a way of adapting mathematical principles to music, and thus, in great respect, simplifying the process of arranging and giving the arranger, the prospective arranger, unlimited ideas. And we found that Glenn Miller, for example, had studied 4 years under the system and then felt he'd missed something, gone back and studied another 3 years to take 7 years of that sort of instruction. That Paul Laval and Charles Previn, George Gershwin studied with him and Tommy Dorsey. Well, I think that's a very interesting thing, especially for musicians, and because of the fact that it gives you unlimited tools with which to work when making arrangements. And one thing that a musician, a band always needs is good arrangement. No matter how well stocked they are and well set they are with their musicians, they can always use an arrangement. That's why I'd like to tell you about this Schillinger House, which is at 284 Newbury Street, and it's directed by the regional representative of the Schillinger system, an authorized Schillinger disciple, Lawrence Burke. It offers you fellows full-time and part-time courses in classes or private for GIs or non-GIs, and their curriculum includes instrumental instruction, the scientific Schillinger approach to rhythm and composition, and laboratory group practice. And you serious, talented musicians looking for the sure, quick way to mastery an instrument and arranging should get this complete information. All you got to do is drop in, visit Schillinger House, or write to them, S-C-H-I-L-L-I-N-G-E-R, 284 Newbury Street, Boston. And the first full-term course begins there next January 26th by popular demand. To register or get complete details, you just contact the Schillinger House at 284 Newbury Street, Boston. Or if you prefer, you can write to me, Bob Clayton, at station WHDH, and I'll see that you get the proper information. And now here's another melody, which I think you'll be hearing a great deal about. And it seems to me another example of what we've been talking about, because the melody that's going to be the most popular will be the one with the most unusual arrangement. At the moment, we're going to listen to Betty Rhodes' version on Victor of Those Things Money Can't Buy. ¶¶